Last month, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law that allowed medical marijuana flower to be sold in Florida. Now, a sponsor of that bill is trying to cap the potency levels of marijuana sold at treatment centers and also waive license fees for veterans. Opponents say it's a double-edged sword. I'm Blaze Ganey.
This bill would limit the amount of THC the MMTC may dispense for dried leaves and flowers of marijuana to 10% THC.
That's Fort Myers Republican Representative Ray Rodriguez, sponsor of the medical marijuana bill that allowed marijuana flower to be sold to patients. That bill satisfied critics of the state's ban on smokable marijuana. Now, an effort to cap the potency of the product is riling up advocates again. Kissimmee Democratic Representative John Cortez says he's being inundated with emails.
Right now, they're stating that 10% is not enough, that the dispensaries are giving 16 to 20%. They want to know why we went to the 10%.
Rodriguez points to research.
We believe that there's science that shows greater than 10% THC has been linked to harmful effects. And so that's why we have chosen the 10% limit. There's also science out there that has shown that less than 10% is effective for medical purposes. And so we have used that as the delineation. We're just following the science.
But military veterans who often use the medication as a substitute for opioids say limiting the potency would lead to negative results, and that they oppose the bill even if it benefits them a little. Melissa Villar of the Holistic Cannabis Community thinks the same.
This PCB, it's bad policy. It's bad policy to tie the fee waiver for veterans, their medical marijuana ID cards, to limits to THC, which no one has asked for.
West Park Democratic Representative Chevron Jones says allowing veterans to waive the $75 card fee is great, but he believes the legislature is adding overbearing laws that doesn't allow doctors freedom.
We cannot tie the hands of the doctors, of those the doctors who are prescribing. If we're saying, okay, all you can get is 10%, but yet and still they believe that, you know what, this individual might need a little more. Now the doctor's like, well, listen, I don't want to go to jail, so I'm not going to give you any more.
Meanwhile, Ron Watson with AltMed Florida says the proposal could result in people smoking more, which some believe is the opposite of what the legislature wants.
And strangely enough, if you're trying to discourage people from smoking, by passing this bill, you'll actually be encouraging them to smoke more, because if they are approved for this route, it will take more for them to get the same results, and the price will go up.
Representative Cortez believes the best thing to do is to get all of the professionals in so they can be advised on what the best thing to do would be. As of now, he says the 10% cap ruins the bill.
If we would do it the right way and act like I did the last time with the smokable bill, where we get all information, communicate, get the professionals and tell us how do we do this the correct way. That's what we need to do. I love Rodriguez's bill, but the cap is the killer.
The bill passed its first committee last week and is up in the House Appropriations Committee Tuesday. There is currently no Senate companion.